This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of protesters streamed into Washington, D.C. and other U.S. cities on Saturday in continued protests against police brutality and racial injustice. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Neither the steamy summer heat nor coronavirus fears could keep thousands of protesters from gathering across the D.C. metro area, intent on marching toward the White House. Military vehicles and officers in fatigues had closed off much of downtown Washington to traffic ahead of the planned march. Mayor Muriel Bowser was cheered as she walked through the portion of 16th Street near the White House that she's renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza.
These types of gatherings remind us about us being human and about the need for all of us as one human race coming together to solve the problems of our community.
The Reverend Adrian Nelson of Lomax AME Zion Church tells WJLA.
That was what was lost in Minneapolis, was the humanity of George Floyd.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands gathered in London on Saturday to hold an anti-racist demonstration in solidarity with protests taking place in the U.S. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
Thousands of people rallied in the heart of London on Saturday to support U.S. protests against police brutality. They waved placards and chanted, "No justice, no peace, no racist police." The rolling global protests reflect a rising anger over police treatment of ethnic minorities. The British government had warned people to stay away because of the threat of the coronavirus. Huge crowds gathered at Parliament Square, making social distancing impossible. Later, protesters stopped traffic as they marched towards the American embassy.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. This is VOA News. In the wake of George Floyd's death in police custody, some schools are reconsidering the use of so-called school resource officers. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
In light of the nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd, some school administrators are cutting loose their school resource officers. Minneapolis did, while St. Paul, Minnesota, Portland, Oregon, and Charlottesville, Virginia are weighing that idea. A school board member in Denver wants to replace 18 uniformed school police officers with counselors, nurses, and experts on conflict resolution. The head of the National Association of School Resource Officers has weighed in, saying that SROs are needed when weapons are brought to school, and they serve as mentors and coaches. He warns against a knee-jerk reaction to George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, calling that evil. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Libyan strongman Khalifa Haftar has backed a ceasefire in Libya starting Monday. We get more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi met with General Haftar and the head of the Libyan House of Representatives, Akila Saleh, and called for a ceasefire beginning Monday, June 8. He says that Egypt's initiative is based on the respect of all international resolutions and calls for a ceasefire beginning Monday at 6 a.m., in addition to the withdrawal of all foreign mercenaries from the entire country and the dismantling of all militias to allow the Libyan army and the security forces to exert control. Responding to the ceasefire call, Khaled al-Meshri, head of the Tripoli government's presidential council, told Al Jazeera TV that Libya doesn't need another peace initiative, and he claimed that Haftar's forces now have suffered defeat and should not be trying to dictate the terms of an agreement. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A re-energized tropical storm Cristobal advanced toward the United States Gulf Coast early Saturday, bringing with it heavy rains that have already caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico and Central America. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Saturday the storm was expected to slowly strengthen until it makes landfall Sunday night along the U.S. Gulf Coast. Tropical storm force winds could arrive as early as Saturday evening. A tropical storm watch was posted for the northern Gulf of Mexico coast from intracoastal city Louisiana to the Alabama-Florida border. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.